space, so congratulations. How about starting us off with your opening comments, and then we'll open it up for Q&A.
Well, in this great state of Indiana, and being a high school basketball coach, this is what everybody shoots for. And I've had the opportunity, obviously, to be here 5 times, but this is the first time I've experienced to be a champion. And it's not because of me, it's because of these guys around me, it's because of our community. And I'm just extremely feel blessed right now, and it'll sink in at some point, but we had a really good basketball team, and they showed that today, how they played.
Specifically for the players, it seemed like every single play was finished from start to finish, was finished with like some kind of a flex or a scream. Like the emotion was evident start to finish. Was there a level of not only just redemption and kind of a to get back here and play the same team, but just the other coach said you guys just wanted it more specifically today. Was that a an energy or an emotion floating around the team all week leading into today? Whoever wants it.
Definitely, from losing last year, it gave us a little bit more energy coming into it. We knew what to expect with their pressure and everything else, and we just knew we had to make cuts hard and get open and finish plays.
Coach Marquez, coach said they knew if they got behind you guys, they weren't going to come back. That's just the type of basketball you guys play and how hard it would be. Anything you can speak to your guys' emphasis on getting out and getting ahead in this game early?
Well, this, you know, composure is a word that we use a lot with our basketball team, and we've used all year. And good basketball teams have composure and they have poise. And even when we played them in December when we were down 14 in the third quarter, these guys just kept playing. And we knew at halftime, we talked about they're probably going to make a run here or there, but you know how long the run is how good our composure is going to be. And I just thought defensively, the entire ball game, I thought we were really good. And that was important because, you know, last year Physique has just had an unbelievable first quarter. And, you know, I just thought we really kept him in check most of the night. And, you know, it's not a fluke. If you look at our stats, we give up 38 points for the year at the defensive end. So holding them 20 under their average is something that we hope to accomplish.
Brian, you had a tremendous game from Seth and Duncan, and Ethan had a great fourth quarter handling the ball. Just those are not the names we're used to hearing. Can you just kind of comment on the fact that the way?
Well, yeah, I mean, Todd, you know, this basketball team all year, we've had different people that have stepped up. Of course, Addison has been our workhorse, 4-year starter, career leader. As far as the scoring and our leading score this year, and you know, Duncan and Logan James was, you know, I think 11 and 10 as far as average. But what made us really good this year is the number of different players that could step up at different times and make plays and make shots. And you know, Logan and Addison, those guys will be the first to admit that this has been a great team effort. And every team's going to have a leading scorer and a second leading scorer, but really good teams are going to have a lot of different guys that step up and make plays, and that's what this team has done all year.
Can I get your comment on Ethan's Trestor Award and the fact that you know, his brother won, the fact that his cousins have won, and it says a lot about him and his family?
Yeah, a great family. 3 great kids I had an opportunity to coach, and just really special for him that you know, he was able to win that, as well as his brother back in 2010.
Can you comment on Ethan as a person and a student?
It is what it is. He's going to be really successful, and whatever he does, is it med school?
Yeah.
So, as my body breaks down, he'll be big fixing it one of these days.
Brian, obviously the 5th time down here for you. Do you learn to coach differently, or is it just kind of a, you know, every time you come down here, or was it your time? I mean, obviously you have great players, great kids, chance, but I mean, how was it different maybe this time?
It's really, really hard to get here, and I'm aware of that. As a high school player in Indiana and going to the state finals. I remember going to watch Damon Bailey in the RCA Dome. And I mean, it's really hard to get here, but being able to get here a fifth time, I can be honest with you, today when we arrived, I was pretty much at ease out there. I mean, just you become more familiar with the surroundings and what's going to happen. You know, our opportunity for most of these guys to play in this game last year obviously helped. We was up here a couple weeks ago with our girls in the state finals. So the more you're in here and the more you feel that, whatever you want to call it, I think the more at ease you are and you kind of relax and play basketball.
Speaking from that experience,
what does that do for your confidence and coach? What does that do for the momentum of the team?
I mean, I came out and knew I had to be aggressive on the offensive end because Fizikas would be a tough guard, and came out, hit a couple shots, and kind of had my groove going and just try to stay aggressive the rest of the game.
I just like to add, you know, for we obviously didn't practice on Monday because we had a meeting up here, and we get back to practice Tuesday and need to really have a hard, good one, and about 3 minutes in, Duncan rolls his ankle pretty good. So he didn't practice most of the week, and we've been nursing that, and I just, for him to come out here tonight and tough it up and play like he did, that was big.
Speaking from the experience of, you know, knowing how hard it is to get here, with the lead you guys had most of the fourth quarter, was there a point when you could finally exhale and kind of, you know you had it in the bag, or were you, you know, pins and needles most of the time?
Yeah, when they took Fizikas out. I never relax with a lead. I mean, you got to keep playing. You know, you got to make free throws. I think somebody told me we set a single A record. Somebody on the floors told me we set a single A record by the most free throws made in a game. And if you look at our stats, it's been like that all year. We've made a lot more free throws than our opponents have even shot, and that is by design. It's not because the whistle's going one way or the other. We teach our players not to foul. That's something we do in practice. And then we teach them that when we do get in a bonus situation or double bonus situation, they know what they need to do. Our offense is going to be directed to get to the foul line. And, you know, it is by design that our free throws are the disparity of them.
Addison's second effort today was tremendous. It seemed like people were climbing all over him the entire game. Just want to comment on.
Well, he's had defenses this last 2 months of the year, but just, you know, double teamed, hanging on. I don't know. I'm sure it's been a lot tougher than when he goes catches those catfish with his hands in the summertime. But, you know, I told him out there on the bench, we had made a bet last year, and he is a noodler, and he catches big catfish with his hands. That's the toughness of him. And they kind of made a bet at the end of the first of the year last year that said, "Coach, we win a state title, we're taking you noodling." And I agreed with that, but I told him when he came off the floor, I said, "We didn't make that same bet this year."
Can you just kind of comment on the banging that you took in the last couple of weeks, or especially today?
Yeah, it was pretty rough, but we played good together as a team and played good defense, and we rebounded the ball, and we got the job done.
Coach, we heard before you came in here, you were up shaking hands with the fans, you probably don't feel like you owe it to the fans, but how much does it mean for you to bring a championship home to them?
Well, I went out to see my mom and dad. They followed me my whole career as a player and as a coach, and they're getting in their age, and so I wasn't up climbing around in the bleachers and the fans. I just went out specifically to see them.
But I guess the second part of that.
There's a reason I've been in Montgomery for 23 years. It's because of players like this and fans like we have. And it's been a great – I didn't realize going there 23 years ago that it possibly would be a career end. But 23 years later, I've had opportunities, but a wise coach told me a long time ago that whenever you look to leave for another position, you better have enough more reasons to leave than positives you have there. And there's been a couple opportunities I've had, and I can't come up with enough reasons to leave. And I, you know, it's just a great place to coach basketball.
Coach, you guys are guys have been in state championship games for 5 years now, five times. You guys switched hotels this year, though. We did.
And I think it got in the pocketbook of a lot of our fans a little bit more than in the past. We've always stayed out to the Embassy North, where you have free parking and some restaurants around there. And after we won the semi-state, the first thing I did, I told our athletic director, Aaron Nash, I said, we are not staying at the Embassy North. So we had the opportunity to stay downtown here at the Marriott, and we walked over to Champs and ate last night, and how fitting, eating at Champs, and here we are.
Now that you guys have won the state championship, what's next?
I'm going to Florida tomorrow. I'm going to miss these seniors, obviously. It's been a great group. I don't know what's next. It's take a few weeks off, and you start, as for me, you start the planning for the summertime, and it's just a process over and over.
And for you seniors, what do you like to do that you've left on this program?
Just an imprint to come in every day and work hard. Don't take anything for granted. I mean, we were fortunate enough to know when our last game was, but that's the mentality we've been trying to play with the past couple weeks, knowing that don't make this our last game and stuff, and I just hope we left that imprint on the team.
You know, as I said up here, I've coached two of his older brothers, Ethan, two older brothers, Addison, an older brother, and that's what our community is all about. And we have tons of little kids out there today, third, fourth, fifth graders that are excited and hope one day they get this opportunity too.
Coach, the position that Addison was able to get inside early in the game seemed like it set a pattern that really got you guys to go on that.
Well, it's just what we do. Well, we want to put the ball. We want to attack the post area, and that's one way you get to the foul line. There's different ways you get there. One of them is to throw the ball in the post and have a great post player like Addison is, that he knows what to do with it. He's strong. He's got great hands, and he just finishes well around the basket.
I think I heard the chants of Albert from the crowd at the end of the game. Could you, as much as this means to all you, could you imagine what this day means to him?
Yeah, Albert. These guys can remember back when they were third and fourth grade and going in Saturday mornings and doing all the fundamental work that our younger kids do. And Albert's been a big part of our program, and he's very, very happy, and just glad that we were able to bring a state championship to Montgomery, while he's still here.
Logan James, the lone returner. I know these guys are all very close to you. I'd like for you to speak on, what they mean to you and how much you know this is good.
These guys are my brothers. I grew up with them playing. I know they were great ahead of me, but I was still best friends with Seth growing up from kindergarten, and most of them just hanging out and fishing and doing whatever. It's sunk in yet that I'll never play with him again, but it was amazing playing with him for the 3 years that I did, and I'm going to miss him next year.
Any other questions, anyone? Gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ethan.